The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
Ah, such serious music for the last day of the month here. January 31st, 2023. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us for this segment. That was interesting talking to the EMF guy, wasn't it? We appreciate your phone calls, Sherry and Tim. Thanks so much. Very legit questions. We're all concerned about it. We're all concerned about what's going on with geoengineering. I'm going to try to get Dane Wigington. You know, see, a lot of these people, since we shifted to mornings, makes it very difficult to have them on because they've got other commitments and things like that. And all of a sudden, you know, we switch from 11 to 1 and we roll into a new time slot. And so it inconveniences a lot of people, which means we have to, you know, reschedule, shuffle things around, and sometimes do interviews with these folks outside of the realm when it's convenient for them, not so much for the show. So it's a little extra work, but hey, we need to keep you informed. That's why we are ranked in the top, in the TSL top 50. For those of you who are living from Texas to West Virginia, and we're talking about millions of Americans here, are bracing for a significant ice storm sweeping the south right now. And that's going to be happening for the next couple of days. The bad weather is spanning from Texas to West Virginia, like I said. And, of course, you want to be careful if you're going to be out on the road, especially if it is raining, because if it's, you know, in the freezing mark, you know, you're going to have black ice and all sorts of other garbage. So you really need to be careful about that. Those of you with four-wheel drive vehicles or all-wheel drive vehicles are probably going to fare a lot better than those of you with front or rear-wheel drive alone. So just remember that. Anyway, the speaking about vehicles, we were talking earlier about electric vehicles taking 6,000 gallons of water to put out. I would think that there might be something else that you could use to put out an electrical fire as far as a fire extinguisher that would be better in killing one of these lithium ion battery fires. And I apparently, you know, see, again, with all of the study about lithium ion batteries, which is why Lion Energy uses lithium ion phosphate batteries, you can actually put these in your homes. Of course, I've had solar people call me up and they go, oh, you could put a Tesla Powerwall inside your house. And then they talk to the next solar guy. Oh, no, I would never put a Tesla Powerwall inside my house. It's like everybody's got a different take on it. And they all want to be, you know, they're the final authority on solar. Well, you know, it's one of the reasons why we have Frank Davis on the show with Lion Energy talking about all this stuff. But the cost to fuel electric vehicles in the United States is higher than it is for gas-powered cars, according to a consulting company. Seriously, Anderson Economic Group has been looking at the total scope economically of what it costs to own an electric vehicle versus a gas-powered one. And in the last quarter of 2022, typical mid-priced internal combustion engine car drivers paid about $11.29 to fuel their vehicles for 100 miles of driving. That cost was about 31 cents cheaper than the amount paid by mid-priced EV drivers charging mostly at home, and over $3 less than the cost borne by comparable EV drivers charging commercially. In other words, you pull in to one of these superchargers that Tesla and other places have and plug in, and it costs more. So it costs luxury, you know, here's the thing, a cost advantage as far as luxury EVs go. EV owners, luxury drivers, $12.40 to drive every 100 miles on average if they charge their cars mostly at home, or $15.95 if they charge their cars mostly at commercial charger stations in the fourth quarter of 2022. Meanwhile, the fuel costs for luxury-powered gas cars are $19.96 per 100 miles on average. And why is that? because they got big engines. They got a lot of weight. You know, luxury vehicles are bigger. People like to,
we're styling, baby.
They like to ride around and, you know, show everybody their wealth. And this is what they do. They don't care about four-cylinder, you know, rice burners, whatever you want to call them. They don't care. No, they just want to show off their wealth. And this is why they get them, because I like riding in style. And if I'm going to live, I want to ride in style. So they're willing to pay the price. It doesn't affect them. If you're a billionaire, it doesn't affect you. You probably have a driver. Yeah. I'm going to get into COVID-related news here in just a second. In the meantime, Joe in Kokomo is on the phone. What's going on, Joe in Kokomo?
Good morning, USA. Hey, speaking on electric vehicles, I worked at GM and I took care of Ford truck batteries. Every truck has two batteries so that one is fully charged while the other one's in use. And what I'm predicting is you'll see these cars that have to be recharged, excuse me, I have asthma, with the batteries in them, will be obsolete within 1 to 3 years as soon as everybody buys them. And they'll go to the exchangeable battery like Walmart does with a propane tank.
Yeah, and the thing
slide
is we all,
out,
yeah.
And you slide Joe, the other one in.
Yeah, Joe, we know, I know that, but we know what those batteries are going to cost, because right now an EV driver's battery is averaging about $20,000. I just don't see the logic in buying a vehicle where 3 years down the road, you're going to have to cough up another 20 grand. I mean, I see that depleting the average person's income stream severely. I don't know about you. What's your take on that?
Buy a cordless drill with one battery, and when that one goes bad, goes back, and the other one's $100.
Yeah, see,
almost
now that's
as
why.
As much as the whole drill.
I have a cordless drill. I have a DeWalt. I don't mind shameless plugging, but I have a DeWalt, and I got two batteries and a battery charger. And when I'm using one of them, I charge the other one. And when that one's charged, I take it out of the charger, set it down, ready for the other one. Because when it runs out, you know when it runs out, you just snap it back in or grab the other one, shove it in there, and I don't have to worry. I'm still drilling, so to speak.
Same thing with electric cars. Who's going to want to wait on a trip to Florida for 6 hours while your car gets charged?
I know. This is the senseless behavior of our United States government and its infinite wisdom that they know more about how to live our lives than we do. Right, Joe?
I got one suggestion. Look up Rocky and Bullwinkle, Boris and Natasha, 1 3-minute cartoon. It's called Goof Gas. Boris and Vince, a little pistol. One poof, you're a goof. You think it's the marijuana, crack, cocaine, and heroin, but it's not. At the end of a 3-minute corny cartoon, they're sitting up over Congress, and they're appropriating all this money for each other, no taxes for them. And she says, Boris, aren't you going to shoot him with the goof gas? He said, Natasha, that is goof gas.
Uh-huh. Yes. But Boris, Natasha, you get moose, I get squirrel. Yeah. Hey, Rocky, watch me pull the rabbit out of my hat. That trick never works. Nothing up a sleeve.
It took him 60 years to get a KGB agent in the White House as the wife of Donald Trump. After they blew our president's brains out in 63.
Yeah,
and if you think the dossiers are for the nuclear codes, they already got them with Snowden.
I'm sure.
The dossiers on the shadow government.
You think that's why they let him stay there? You think that's why they let him stay in Russia, is because he gave them all that information? You think he really had access to that, Joe?
No, it's why they made dual citizenship and changed the Constitution so Putin could be president for life. So you can have dual citizenship in Russia and the U.S. now.
Okay.
You didn't know that?
I like to let the listeners bring this stuff up, Joe. It's not a matter of knowledge. It's just a matter of, okay, I hear, you know, all of these comments, and I'm just trying to find the data. You know, when people call up and they make these comments, I'm just trying to find the data behind the scenes to verify whether it's factual or it needs a little massaging. So, you know, I get it. We have our knowledge. The CIA killed Kennedy is what a majority, I think, of the population is thinking. They've done the dirty and they've upset, you know, the apple cart in various nations. They were key in Russia and turning it upside down. And back in the 80s, when we ended the Cold War and the mafia moved in and took over control, we already know all about that. The mafia is literally, this is the underground economy, and it's flourishing like crazy. I sure hope that we don't have to get into that in the United States, but I have a feeling we're headed in that direction. Joe, appreciate your call. Thanks so much. We have a chart that we're going to put on your email blast for those of you who have access of it. Communist coercive methods for eliciting individual compliance. Now, I'm going to go through a couple of these things so you know. All right. You tell me, all right, COVID-19 versus chart of coercion. Do you see any similarities? All right, here we go. Under the chart of coercion, let's talk about the category of isolation, and then I'll compare it to isolation for COVID-19. Under the communist coercive methods for the chart of coercion, isolation deprives individual of social support of his ability to resist, makes individual dependent upon the captor. Individual develops an intense concern with self. All right, that's the chart of coercion's factors about isolation for COVID-19. Social distancing, isolation from loved ones, massive job loss, solitary confinement, semi-isolation, quarantines and containment camps. Sound familiar? Let's go about the monopolization of perception in both these areas. Monopolization of perception fixes all attention upon immediate predicament. The moment, fear of the moment. Frustrates all actions not consistent with compliance. Oh, you know that? We're talking about what the commies do now. Eliminate stimuli competing with those controlled by the captor. You know how you do that? It's called censorship, folks. In COVID-19, what'd they do? Restrict movement, create monotony and boredom, prevent gathering meetings, concerts and sports and church gatherings, dominating all the media 24/7, censoring information and pandering fear-mongering. See, it's all about psyops. That's exactly what this is, folks. On the chart of coercion, we introduce now induced debility and exhaustion. Weakens mental and physical ability to resist. You will obey or else. People become worn out by tension and fear. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Now let's talk about what they did during COVID-19 that is very similar. Oh, yes. Here we go.
Bears.
Oh my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh my.
Lions,
oh my. Oh my.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, we got to tell you that. Thank you so much for that. Forced to stay at home. All media is negative. Not permitted to exercise or socialize. That's induced debility, right? Debility. We want to totally break you down so we can rebuild you into our little. Yeah, it's alive. Yeah. Threats. Ooh, yeah, you have to have threats under the chart of coercion. You got to be threatened with something. Cultivates anxiety and despair and gives demands and consequences for noncompliance. If you don't do what we tell you, we'll come after you. Yes, we know where you live. We are tracking your every movement. See, threats and intimidation during COVID-19. Threatened to close business and levy fines. Did you see that? Predict extension of quarantine and forced vaccine mandates. Create containment camps. New York did that, right? They got laws out there. If we don't like what you're doing, we will put you in. Hoboken, 30 days in a cooler. Shut up, Clink. Hutch and the Burkhalter. You know, see, threats and intimidation. Got to make fun of that. I mean, I'm looking at the comparisons now between what the commies are talking about and what they did during COVID-19. All right? Demonstrating omnipotence. That's all knowing. Demonstrates futility of resistance. Shows who's in charge and provides positive motivation for compliance. Hey, if you take the jab, guess what? We'll give you a free happy meal. Dun, 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 dun. See, demonstrating omnipotence in COVID-19, they shut down entire economies across the world, created money out of nowhere. Forcing dependency and creating money out of nowhere. How'd they do that? They got you to use your credit cards and get yourself into credit card debt. Developed total surveillance with nanochips and 5G. They did that. I mean, we have track and tracing. We just follow your smartphone. Mm-hmm. Degradation. Here's another one for you. Makes resistance seem worse than compliance. Creates feelings of helplessness.
I can't do anything. I have to stay home. I have to wear a mask. I have to wear a mask when I drive. I'm called a COVIDiot.
Creates fear of freedom, dependence upon captors. Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome. Wow. Humiliation or degradation techniques, it's called shaming. That's what they did during COVID-19. As a matter of fact, that those focus groups found out that 35% of that technique, that shaming technique, was the most effective in creating compliance. By shaming people, it's called demoralization, demonization. You shame people who refuse to wear the mask and won't distance. I always like to do that. Just, you know, don't wear a mask and go into a store. Mask required. Sorry, sir, you have to leave. And then you get the protest. Well, screw you. I didn't want to buy anything in your store anyway, you idiot. Masks don't do any good.
Well, you can't tell me that. The sign says masks have to be worn. So you have to do what the sign says.
And the sign says you got to have a membership card to get inside. Yeah, made people stand outside and wait in queues and sanitation stations in every shop. Wash your hands, Roger. Yeah. See, this is what they did. They humiliated you. This is COVID-19 versus the commie way of doing things. And then, of course, enforcing trivial demands. This is the last of the categories on the chart drawn from the Biderman Report on communist brainwashing. Develop habits of compliance. Demands are made illogical and contradictory. Remember the scarf lady? Oh, we got to figure out how to extend this. Social distancing, all the stuff we just made up. Rules on compliance could change. Reinforces who is in control. Yeah, see, that's the trivial demands. We're in control here. Sounds like Alexander Haig, right? I'm in charge here. Yeah, enforcing trivial demands in COVID-19. Family members must stand apart. No more than 10 people. Meeting in your home. Masks in your home. Even when having sex. Oh, dear God, I just... The vision you might get, those of you who like to watch porn out there, I mean, can you imagine all the actors wearing masks? That just kills the buzz, doesn't it? Random limits on people allowing to be together. Sanitizers to be used over and over and over in a day. Oh, we have to use hand sanitizers. You know what the alcohol does to your hands and those things? Dries your hands out? I mean, it's just crazy. Trivial demands. And then, of course, we have to figure out, according to Deborah Birx in her new book, which I do not want you to buy because this woman does not deserve to get rich. Over lying to the American people. Same with Fauci. So I call him Dr. Anthony Mengele because the guy is a moron, an idiot, and he's deliberately murdering people. Wear a 3 masks. Wear a diaper on your head. Wear a plastic bag on your head. You know, see, people were stupid enough to do it. Go jump off a bridge. Wait a minute. That's not good enough. How about the Empire State Building? We guarantee you there have been people that have done that, and they've actually showed pictures of beautifully dressed women laying on the hood of a car, and they've collapsed the entire hood of the car. And what did they do? They jumped off the Empire State Building. I couldn't deal with life anymore. See, trivial demands. We're going to make you stand apart 6 feet. We're going to socially isolate you. We're going to demonize you. We're going to shame you. And you go to the grocery store and you don't even want to say hi to people. You don't want to smile at people and say, hi, how you doing? How's life treating you? You know what's really amazing? Some people just need to hear that. To open up and engage in conversation. So next time you go shopping, even though, you know, you're, like Monty Python says, having buttered scones for tea. You know, even though you're going out shopping, be nice to people and smile. Don't wear a mask. Get up close to them. Help the short ladies get the groceries. I'm 6'4", so I get constantly asked, could you reach up there and get that? Yeah, sure, no problem. Here you go. Have yourself a great day. So good to see you. You see, people just, they don't get enough kindness out there. There's nothing to be grateful for. And Dr. Robert Malone, of course, you know, he's the one who claims that he's part of that clique that invented mRNA. Well, he is now assessing his assessment of the undercover Project Veritas video showing that the Joker's out there. Oh, yeah, we're messing with gain-of-function research and all this other stuff. He was entirely emotional after seeing all of this undercover video in which a research director of Pfizer claimed the company's scientists are talking about mutating the COVID-2 virus to preemptively develop new vaccines. He basically said, the vaccines aren't working. Well, you could have told you that, Dr. Malone. We already knew that. You know, it's really funny how Dr. Robert Malone has not been on this show, because if he was, I think we'd have some words. I think all of you would be calling up having some words. Why did you even invent mRNA in the first place, Dr. Malone? Why do you even put a label on it? Why do you even claim you were involved in that, Dr. Malone? Look what they've done with it.
Look what you've done. I've created a monster.
And now, of course, the Pfizer shot, they're announcing that people ages 65 and older who got the jab from Pfizer, the bivalent COVID-19 booster, may be at increased risk of a stroke. This coming from the CDC's vaccine safety data link, flagging the potential safety issue, revealing those 65 and over were more likely to have an ischemic stroke 21 days after getting the jab, as compared to 22 to 44 days later. Wow. Imagine that. Now, you can't tell me that's not deliberate, because now they're saying it? After how many people got blood clots and strokes? Now they're saying it? You see, that's how I know this whole thing was pre-planned. There's no getting around it. You ever heard of a condition called beriberi? Yeah, no, it's not Bora Bora. That's a country out there, a little island out there in the Pacific. No, beriberi is a thiamine B1 vitamin deficiency syndrome. It has many similarities to sepsis. Now, I got to ask you the next question for those of you out there that are tuned into what I just said. I know of people in hospitals during the COVID era, and I'm talking about 2021, late 2021, all during 2022, ending in about like October, November, were in hospitals and they died of sepsis. It's a primary cause of COVID-19 mortality. But what happens when you have other things going on, like you have a thiamine deficiency to begin with, or vitamin B1 deficiency, which is relatively common in critically ill patients in general? So instead of giving you vitamin B1, what do? Shoot you up with remdesivir, say, oh, you've got COVID, put you on a ventilator and watch you croak. And then they tell your loved ones, well, I think they might have also died of sepsis. They could have treated that. We know people. My wife and I both know people that died of sepsis in hospitals while the family members groaned in agony. They couldn't be there because they were prevented from seeing their family member.
Well, but we thought we were doing the right thing because the doctor said to take my loved one to the hospital.
Yeah, you listen to your doctor. You know, a growing number of doctors say that they're not going to get the COVID-19 vaccine boosters, citing a lack of clinical trial evidence. Now they tell us this. Now they tell us this. Oh, I'd be pissed. But see, the vitamin B1 deficiency that we're talking about here, we have Optavita plant-based vitamin C from Acerola cherries, which is a natural source of calcium, iron, niacin, vitamin B3, phosphorus, riboflavin, vitamin B2, and thiamine, vitamin B1, and they're all natural. And you can get them at the Power Mall. Vitamin C, it's got B1 in it. It's a combination type of natural supplement we sell at the Power Mall. You need to put that on your list of things to order today while you're there. But a number of doctors saying they're not going to get the COVID-19 vaccine boosters because there's not enough clinical trial evidence. Ah, wait a minute. What happened to the Hippocratic Oath? That just went right out the window, didn't it? This is just insane. Now we're being told all of this stuff. Tommy in South Carolina, how are you, sir?
Ding dong, the mask is dead. Ding dong, the wicked mask is dead. But the yellow brick road back to Kansas is scary. There's a fucking bargain.
Hi there, Bullwinkle. Yeah, what's
that?
I love it when the audience. Hey, I love it when the audience brings their own material.
The devil, not the way back to normal. Better hold on to your soul and look behind the curtain.
That's right.
You know,
pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
From, you know what that means?
About what?
You know where the term Faustian bargain comes from. You know what that means.
Go ahead.
Well, I took German. There's a story about Dr. Faust, a classic German literature. It occurred back in the days of bloodletting and odd chemistry. Dr. Faust said of himself that he had killed more people with his treatment than he had helped. So he wanted to be a better doctor. He made a deal with the devil. You make me a better doctor, and you can have my soul. Well, it didn't work out very well for Dr. Faust. And it's such a parallel with Fauci, which might be the Italian version of Faust. So I would say that Fauci has made a deal with the devil, and he's doing the same sort of thing. He's experimenting on people with chemistry, and it's not going to work out too well for us or him.
Yeah, well, of course, if you challenge Fauci, you're challenging science. And I'm like, see, that's one of those things I just talked about in the comparison to way commies treat their people. So you hit the nail on the head there, Tommy. We appreciate that. Thanks so much for the input. And wow. You know, see, here's the thing. When you talk about Faust and stuff like that, yeah, make a deal with the devil. And see, this is the thing. We already know that we're in a big spiritual war, right? We already know this. And we only have a couple of minutes left here. So, you know, I've got a few things that I do want to share some good news. You don't have to make a deal with the devil to understand that you're a pro-life activist and Catholic father and you're doing the right thing. Well, you remember Mark Houck? They came to his SWAT, the jackbooted fascists came to his house and took him out by force, guns drawn, charged with violating the FACE Act. Even though local authorities declined to press charges, the DOJ decided to jump in and make an example of him. Well, guess what? Mark Houck was found not guilty. Yep. 48-year-old father of seven pushed a Planned Parenthood escort twice, even though local authorities declined to press charges because he pushed 73-year-old Bruce Love because he was verbally harassing his 12-year-old son as he was on the sidewalk counseling outside the abortion clinic. And so Houck pushed the guy a couple of times and told, get away from my kid. And for that, the DOJ came after him, tried to make an example of him, and the DOJ failed to prove he violated the FACE Act. So thank God there's an attorney out there that had some criminal sense and could defend him properly. Gigi Sohn, by the way, president of Joe Biden's progressive nominee for the FCC, is going to be facing intense scrutiny over her seemingly endless controversial statements as she hopes to get confirmed to the nation's leading technology agency. Let's hope she doesn't. Come on, you people in Congress, grow a pair, would you? We've also got some other, in case you missed it, stories. Why are the EKGs of pilots no longer normal? Makes you want to fly, doesn't it? Laverne and Shirley star Cindy Williams. You remember her from the movie American Graffiti and Laverne and Shirley. She is dead at the age of 75 after a brief illness. And Marilyn Manson. Let's not forget him. The beautiful people. The beautiful people. Well, apparently, he liked the beautiful people that are minors. He's been accused of sexually assaulting a minor way back when. Yeah, they were on his tour bus. See, this is the thing. When you let your daughter go to a rock concert, you just don't know what the end result is going to be, do you? Come on, parents. Where were you? I got to wonder how that's going to turn out. Brian Warner, that's his real name. The guy that likes to wear all the makeup and get on stage and do bizarre stuff. Yep, this is the new Kaka. Yeah. Talks all about that. That was in the, you remember that song. This is in the new, you know, that one. That one, yeah. Robert Tectalian is going to be joining us here at the bottom of the hour after the break. He'll be talking about Vitamir products, which are 10% off now at the Power Mall. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joy Schmiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And it's 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. Wow. Tuesday, it's the end of the month, believe it or not. Isn't that amazing how time just flies? When you're having so much fun here on the Power Hour. Thank you so much, by the way, for your phone calls this morning. We appreciate that. And, of course, you know, we want to let you know, again, Vitamir products are 10% off here at the Power Mall. And so we got 15% off also on the North American Urban Spice Herbal Season Chaga Max, and 50% off Sammy Plus as we're closing out that product here. Robert, how are you, sir? Robert Tectalian of Vitamir Toothpaste. How are you, sir?
I'm really good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm great.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. How are things in sunny Florida? Are they freezing like they are here? We've got ice on the windows outside.
Actually, I'm in Las Vegas.
Oh, you're in Las Vegas. Oh,
we had snow yesterday. I mean,
did
believe
you?
It or not, it snowed in Henderson about 2 inches.
Well, I'll tell you what goes down in Vegas stays in Vegas, right?
Well, this will turn into water. Hopefully, it will help us. You know, we all hang in there for water. Water
yep.
shortage is going to be a problem. You know, I can understand. We have water problems, but construction never stops in Las Vegas. The city is growing like mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's huge.
It is amazing. But and then you worry, where are they going to get water? What are we going to do? we always think somebody knows better what they're doing because they're in the government and so on. But I don't understand this. But I will never understand.
Yep.
Water
I don't either,
is short.
Yeah, it is. Water's short, especially in the West. But, you know, we seem to, depending on where you are in the country, there are still underground springs that are feeding those ponds and feeding America. But Las Vegas, yeah, they're like California. They have to pipe in a lot of their water from places. Anyway, so how's Vitamir? Vitamir is selling. It's a hot product around here. We use it here at home.
Vitamir is doing fantastic. It's been 25 years, and I've never stopped amazing how important it is to tell people about their oral health. And then you think, well, everybody knows about it, but everybody has a mouth, everybody has teeth, everybody understands how important their mouth is. And then you find out that not everybody really understands because people forget brushing their teeth. People forget how important their teeth and gums are until the problems start. Once the problems start in your mouth, it never ends.
And you had that problem. As a matter of fact, you almost lost all your teeth, didn't you? You want to tell us about that?
I am one of those ignorant person who thought he has great teeth. I could chew nails. But I was young and ignorant, and I didn't pay much attention to my oral health because I thought I'm good. Until my problems start, my gums start bleeding, my teeth start getting loose in my mouth because my gums were not healthy. Of course, plaque and bacteria do a lot of damage in your mouth unless you get checked at least once a year with a dentist and keep your oral hygiene constantly, daily. Daily. It is so important to say this again. You have to work on your gums and teeth daily, not once a week, like once a month. So by the time I realized how the situation turned into horrible for me, it was too late. I was at the point where my periodontist, you know, I was in business. I had very successful business. I didn't have time. Every time I had a problem, I would go to dentist or periodontist to take care of my problems so I can go back to what I do best, business. I always trusted them until the last time my periodontist told me, Robert, if you will not remove all your teeth out of your mouth, you will have no gums left to hold your dentures. You know how scary that is for a guy about 45, 50 years old saying, if I don't remove all my teeth out of my mouth?
I can imagine. No, and see, now and now they got implants. I mean, how much do implants cost? A whole mouthful of implants?
$45,000.
Whoa.
And 25 years ago, $45,000 was a real good money, a lot of money. It is still today. But there's a difference when you're not expecting to lose your teeth, you know, and some specialist telling you we have to remove all your teeth. And they gave me the pills to take for the operation. And I went back to my office. My wife, my wife was doing a lot of research. What can we do naturally? And I always argued with her, as all men do, arguing with their wife.
Hey, look at I gotta tell you something. You know, you're talking about $45,000. I mean, you've got 32 teeth in your mouth, right?
Right.
Okay, now you take that, and today's price for an implant averages $3,500. And if you were to replace your whole mouth, that's $112,000 in today's money to replace every tooth in your mouth if you had to. That's pretty serious stuff. Wow.
Yeah, imagine that. So I told my wife they're going to remove all my teeth. I got the pills to take before I go to the operation. She said, Robert, before you remove all your teeth, why can't you just listen once, at least once? I got all this ingredient list, the things we can do. Let's do something about it naturally. You know, I was so desperate. I said, you know what? Yeah, sure, let's do this. All of a sudden, I was listening to my wife.
Yeah.
So,
you mean you weren't before and now you are, right?
Well, you know, I'm desperate. They're going to remove all my teeth the next week, the operation, you know, and then they're going to work on doing implants and all that. So we started it by going to the pharmacy and asking pharmacists if they have zinc and folic acid combination, something, anything near to that, because those were the main ingredients we wanted to have in our mouthwash. He said, the pharmacist that I always went to said, Robert, we cannot do anything unless it's in our books. So we were forced to do our own. That's how we started. So we bought the ingredients. So we got a lot of ingredients wherever we could and start practicing at home, making the mouthwash. That's how it all started. We end up using zinc, folic acid, clove oil combination where I was able to cook it at home, work on it, and use it myself. By the time I perfected the mouthwash, what it is today, I was able to chew, like bite an apple and chew it without leaving my teeth in the apple. This is how I explain it because people can understand. The first bite in the apple is pretty tough. If you have nice, solid, tight apple, it's hard to bite it, the first bite. And I was able to do that. Before, I couldn't do it because my teeth were so loose in my mouth. I was so happy. You have no idea. That I swear, when you know you did something good for yourself and now you're healthier than before, it feels great. I was excited. So I was making this mouthwash. I had a flower business at the time. I would take it to my office and give all my good customers to ask me for the mouthwash because I'd tell them how it helped me. I was not intent to do any business of doing mouthwash or toothpaste, nothing like that. You know, I had very good business. I had no time for anything else. We had a convention company in Vegas, which is a big business. So I give away, I don't know, thousands of bottles maybe, without exaggeration. I used to cook it at home, filter it, bottle it, label it, all night working, and in the morning I would take it with me and give it to people or my customers who asked for it. One day, the last time I made a batch, my wife said, honey, if you want to do this, you better give it to a lab to do it right. We don't want to have problems because this is not right what we're doing. If you want to help people, do it right. So I found them on the, I'm making this short. You know, this is a long story. It took many, many months.
Oh, I understand that. But the thing is, again, you listened to your wife. Again, you took it to a lab. You got the lab to perfect it. And now here we are, and we're carrying the Vitamir Natural Mouthwash and the Zinc Plus Toothpaste, the Zinc Plus Extra Toothpaste with Xylitol and CoQ10, the Children's Toothpaste, and not only that, but we're carrying the gelatinized maca capsules.
Maca. You know, all the things we did is just to help people. I promised I'm going to put this product anywhere I can to help people who suffer like me. It wasn't a money-making proposition. Toothpaste is never a money-making proposition unless you're doing worldwide business. It was helping people who want to be helped. That's simple as that. You can take a horse to the water and you cannot make him drink. You can tell people, look, if you don't take care of your oral health, you are never going to be healthy. People don't listen, or if they listen, they do something about it. So
well,
here
yeah.
I am with the great product of toothpaste and mouthwash that can help anybody. I'm not saying you cannot cure all the problems in your mouth if you have horrible situations. You must see a professional. You must see your dentist, periodontist, or do whatever necessary. But in the market today, the best product of oral health, mouthwash and toothpaste, is Vitamir. There is nothing like it in the market because it's
worth. I'll attest to that. I was in L.A. over the weekend, and I took a tube of Vitamir with me. And so, you know, your little travel size. I took that,
right. And
that's what I used, was a 4-ounce. And, of course, now I'll tell you, I just had my dental appointment, and, of course, they tried to read me the Riot Act. And it's like, okay, you have two places in your mouth that have food pockets. And I'm like, okay, and your point is, I don't have any cavities. Well, you got to make sure to floss. You know, they got to say something to justify charging you what they charge you to do your two-time-a-year teeth cleaning. So the thing is that, you know, this is why you're saying that a lot of people find out when you go, all of a sudden now, the worst, I didn't have any cavities. The last four times I've been to the dentist in the last 2 years, I haven't had any cavities. Obviously, you know, there's a reason for that. A lot of it, I think, has to do with diet and what you're eating or what you're not eating. But then, you know, you're talking about something here that contains all natural stuff, but it has zinc. And zinc has antibacterial properties, and with all of the, I think the thing that I probably need to do is use the mouthwash more than I have been, and that's the lecture I got, you know. And it's like, what is it, my breath? She goes, no, it's just, you know, it gets rid of all that bacteria. And I said, gee, Robert Tektalian told me that the last time I was on the show. She goes, what are you talking about? I said, no, we carry this stuff at the Power Mall. What's the Power Mall? You know, see, then it opened up a whole new conversation.
Right. You know, using the mouthwash in small sips, you don't need a lot of mouthwash in your mouth. You can just take, like, if you're sipping cup of, if you're sipping tea, it's a little sip, just enough to swish it in your mouth and hold it as long as you can bear it. It will help anybody, even if you don't have, look, one of the best medicines is prevention, right? Prevent having problems. So this is not only for people who have a problem. This is for everybody. Everybody who's got a mouth. And God, everybody has a mouth. We have to eat to survive, and we need our mouth. You know, we need our teeth to break down the food into smaller pieces. Our tongue is the one who mixes the food in our mouth. That's the first digestion in human or anybody's mouth, even animals, that broke down food is mixed with your tongue and saliva, and our saliva has all kind of enzymes in there that helps to digest the food in your mouth first before you swallow. So the more you chew and minimize your food and mix it in your mouth, the easier your stomach will work. Because if you swallow a big piece of food, then your stomach has to digest it. Your stomach acid has to break it down. Now, these are little things, but I had to learn a lot. Even though I'm a very educated person, I understand a lot of things in my life, but at the age of 50, 55, I just went back to school to learn how to eat, how to understand about my health. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And I start telling people about it, and I'm telling it now. Your oral health is the most important. I always tell people, beginning of your health starts in your mouth. You take care of your mouth will take care of you. I should get a patent on this sentence.
Well, you know, the thing is it is the most important thing that people recognize, because there's a lot of illnesses and sicknesses that are tied to your buccal cavity, and I'm talking about your mouth. They call that in the medical field the buccal cavity, B-U-C-C-A-L, for those of you that haven't heard that term before. I learned about that when I was taking anatomy in med school. So, you know, understand it is part of your digestive tract, and anything that goes on in your digestive tract starts in the mouth. So if you've got, I mean, darn, Robert, I could just about take over the show and talk all about oral health. But see, you've been doing this for years, and you invented the mouthwash. And I'll tell you what, when I do the mouthwash, I have my own bottle, and I take a swig and swish it around as long as I can, and then spit it out and rinse my mouth out real good. And my breath feels really fresh after a while. It still does, even after, you know, normally a lot of these mouthwashes you buy in the market, you take them once and you swirl it around, you gargle with it and whatnot, and about 10 minutes later, it's like halitosis all over again.
Well, usually most mouthwashes have alcohol or mint. None of them are good for your oral health because it dries your mouth. Your mouth must be moist at all times. You should have saliva in your mouth all the time, because saliva is what takes all the bacteria out of your mouth when you swallow it, and they die in your stomach because of stomach acid. Now, what the mouthwash with good ingredients like zinc, folic acid, clove oil, myrrh oil, distilled water does, keeps your mouth moist. And you have constant saliva to swallow these bacteria and keep your mouth clean. And a mouthwash that stays with you after you gargle your mouth a long time, not for about 10, 15 minutes. Also, I would tell people who smoke and drink a lot, just remember, anything that will dry your mouth, alcohol or nicotine, is not good for your health. I'm not telling people not to drink, not to smoke. You know, everybody does what they like to do. But those are causes that really create bad problems in your mouth. And very important to use toothpaste to brush your teeth, to get rid of all you can, and then use the mouthwash to improve the situation bacteria-wise in your mouth. When you have bad breath, you know you have a problem in your mouth. Bad breath doesn't come from your stomach. It's the bacteria in your mouth that smell.
So what makes the children's toothpaste different from the regular?
It has the same ingredients like our grown-ups that use, except a little lighter condition, and it has natural orange flavor to make sure the children like it. You know, the kids are so used to the sugary, sweet toothpaste they make. They want it to be sweet. You just have to train your child to understand that good toothpaste doesn't have to be sweet with sugar or anything else sweetened. It should be natural. So all the ingredients in children's toothpaste, all natural, with natural orange flavor to help the child to use that toothpaste so they can have steady, constant, good oral health so they don't have cavities. That's the bottom line, really. You can ask anybody who uses our children's toothpaste when they went to dentist last time, what was the report, you know?
Oh, the kids love it. Kids love the idea of not having that dentist drill on their teeth because, I mean, I've seen and heard more heard than seen dentist. You hear them screaming in the chair, and I'm telling you, that's a pretty unpleasant, traumatic thing for a kid. And if they would just listen to mom and dad and brush their teeth, you know, that'd be one thing. So it's a good thing you came up with the children's stuff. And the toothpaste in the 5.4-ounce size, which we carry at the Power Mall, by the way. I want to spend the next couple of minutes, since we've only got that much time left over here, Robert, talking about the maca capsules. Where do you get your ingredients from, and how good are they?
Well, maca we get from Peru. The best maca grown is Peruvian Ant at 14,000 foot elevation. The reason maca in Peru is so potent because it's grown on volcanic land. And the minerals in the volcanic land is what makes gelatin, what makes maca grow so strong and powerful. I want to tell you where they grow maca, say a plot of maca, plot of land where they grow maca, after they harvest the fruit, that land is no good for about 7-8 years. Nothing else will grow. That's how powerful maca is, takes everything out of land. Now, they've collect this maca fruit, which is like turnip, wash it, sun-dry it, ground to powder. Pure maca is excellent. Now, a lot of companies do all kinds of things, but we don't. Our maca is pure. Now, gelatinous maca is a process that Peruvian University figured out how to take starch out of maca, and it becomes more potent because no extra starch is in there. It becomes very potent. That's why taking 2 capsules of gelatinous maca equals 1 spoon of powder maca, which is great. They're both great products, but you can take gelatinous maca with you wherever you go. It's hard to take powder to make a smoothie or put in a drink to use. A lot of people will use powder, organic maca, for using in a coffee. Or if you're making hot cereal, you can put couple spoons in there and cook it with it, eat it. Maca can be cooked. It's food. Maca is a functional food. So you can easily eat it without having any side effects. There is no side effects to maca that I know of. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe somebody has a problem with maca. If they have allergies maybe of some kind, I never heard any. So
yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah, gelatinized maca is good because it's more potent, and you need only one or two or three capsules, depends how heavy you're exercising. Because maca will give you a lot of energy, stamina, libido. It is a fantastic product. I can talk about it all day and never get tired. I take maca for the last 23 years of my life, every single day. Never missed it. I was traveling last week. By the way, I was going to be on your show last week, but I couldn't because I was traveling. I take my gelatinized maca with me, so I never was without maca. So that's how good this product is. Great product.
Well, we appreciate
Everybody should use it.
Yeah. We appreciate you talking about that. We are out of time for today, believe it or not, Robert. But here's the thing, folks. We carry the Vitamir Natural Mouthwash, Zinc Plus Toothpaste, with xylitol and CoQ10, as well as the kids' toothpaste and the maca capsules at the Power Mall. Get some of that today while you're out shopping on the Power Mall. We appreciate it. It keeps us going. In the meantime, we thank you for joining us today. Hope you learned a few things. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. Take care. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.